Chapter 9, WWSD. Here's an exercise to help you better focus on your core. It's called WWSD. What would Sally do? As we move beyond media-generated parameters like adults 25 to 54 and look to more accurately describe who our target is, this exercise involves your entire organization and can be eye-opening. The idea is to break your organization down into your separate departments and have each one create a personality profile of who they think is your average customer. Then, bring the different profiles together and hammer it out until you've come up with an individual profile that the whole company can agree on of exactly who drives your business. The goal is that now every advertising question moving forward must answer, what would this particular individual who best represents our target do? In other words, what would Sally do if Sally is who we all agree is our specific target? Make sure you break your organization down into the various departments, as each will have a unique perspective on who they believe is the target. Have your sales department create a profile. Your in-the-field techs or frontliners create a profile. Your back-office support create a profile. Even the C-suite creates their own profile of what your target looks like. Allow each department to get together. Give them a time limit. A half hour should do the trick. Supply them with a whiteboard and markers, and let the exercise take shape. The key to this exercise is to be as specific as possible and assign an identity to this profile as an end result. So, your target no longer is working women between the ages of 25 and 49. It's Sally, mother of three, married to Bill. She's 41 years old and works as a nurse. Bill, 43, works at the plant. Sally drives a leased crossover. Bill drives an SUV. They have three children. Billy and Benjamin play baseball. Ashley is into cheerleading. At the conclusion of the exercise, you know where they live, what the household income is, you've identified what motivates their buying decisions, and more. I first did this exercise when I was on the sales staff of a classic rock radio station. We broke our entire radio station staff into our respective departments. The sales staff went into one room, the on-air personalities in another, our promo team in another, and our internal support staff in another. After a half hour, we all came together to present our target individual. About the only thing we all agreed on at the start was gender. As a classic rocker, each department agreed our target was male. We were all pretty close on age, but when it came to other identifiers, each department saw things differently. The sales team created an upscale import-driving professional, while our promo department and on-air talent identified a hard-working, blue-collar, truck-driving target. As one talent said, "Have you ever seen who comes to our remotes?" Another time, I was training this concept with a television sales staff in Wisconsin. At the end of the session, the station news director who had been in the training approached me and said, "Debbie Dorowski." "Excuse me?" I replied. "Debbie Dorowski," he replied proudly. "That's our Sally." He proceeded to tell me that he had done this exercise with his news department. They identified Debbie Dorowski as their typical viewer, and everyone in the news department knew her by name. They knew where she lived. They knew everything about her. They knew her two biggest concerns were the safety of her children and the health of her aging parents. They knew her dream was to take the kids to Disney just once while they were still young. In fact, he showed me the giant white easel sheet with her profile on it that he had prominently displayed in their newsroom. He said, "Tom, whenever I see a reporter struggling with a story, I march them in front of the profile and say, write it so it matters to Debbie." Imagine getting your company to a point where absolutely everyone is on board and every employee from every department has a crystal clear picture of who your target is. Imagine how much easier advertising decisions would be once you only have to answer to a single individual who represents your entire target. Gee, should we buy a billboard in the minor league ballpark for $12,000 for the season? Well, what would Sally do? Or Debbie? Or whomever is your profile? Well, Sally has two sons and they both play Little League Baseball, and the only time Sally ever gets to the minor league park is when the team hosts Little League Night and the boys get to go to the game in their uniforms and run the bases after the game. So does that seem worth the $12,000 investment? Probably not. What about spending $1,500 to sponsor the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk? Well, Sally is a nurse. She had an aunt who battled breast cancer, so she's sensitive to the issue, and there are going to be a lot of people who are just like Sally at the walk. So maybe that's an investment worth making. Not only does the WWSD exercise make it easier for you to choose where to invest your advertising dollars, it also makes the creative process more effective. It's much easier to write an ad for Sally than it is to write an ad for women 25 to 54. Once you have a specific individual in your head, it's way easier to tell that person a story and create a response than try to persuade a nameless, faceless demographic. Write it so it matters to Debbie.